Yo, what up? Peace and blessing to the fam. You're rocking with the Retro Insider Podcast Show, where we discuss the news and release dates related to your favorite classic retro sneakers. And I am your host, Jared. Thank you, all of you new and returning listeners, for checking out tonight's segment. And today is actually Wednesday, or rather late in the evening. And I wanted to make sure I got this info out to you guys. The segment will be focused on talking a little bit about, speaking about the changes that are coming to the Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs app. If you've been around the sneaker culture a little bit, you know this was coming. They're going from three apps to one as far as the Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs. And we got emails letting us know that that was going to be happening in the next couple weeks officially. So we're going to talk about that, bring some clarity to the situation. So stay tuned. You don't want to miss it. But first, here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick and tired of ads? Well, this is an ad to tell you that you don't have to listen to ads. Stitcher Premium has some of your favorite shows ad-free, like Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, My Favorite Murder, Science Rules, and Dr. Death. It also includes early access to Stitcher Originals, bonus episodes, comedy albums, and more. Go to stitcherpremium.com and upgrade your account for only $4.99 a month or $34.99 a year. Plus, sign up today through our website and get your first month on us.
All right, fam, welcome back. And if you are interested in joining Stitcher Premium, don't forget to use promo code RETRO when you sign up to get your first month absolutely free. Now, with that out of the way, let me go ahead and apologize in advance for my raspy voice. If it does cut out, just bear with me. I promise you, I do not know what's going on. I'm trying my best to stay on top of this. But if it does cut out, charge it to my head, not my heart. But let's move on. Now, in the intro, I stated there will be some changes happening to the Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs app. I think a lot of you are probably already familiar with what's going to be going on. But in case you're not, let me tell you. So traditionally, we've had three apps that we can reserve sneakers and shop and all of that good stuff on when it comes to Foot Locker, Foot Action, and Champs. Now, since Foot Locker does own all those brands, including Lady Foot Locker, Kids Foot Locker, and East Bay, they're now going to one singular loyalty program. And with that one loyalty program, there's only going to be one app. So instead of having three opportunities to reserve shoes before release day, you're now only going to have one opportunity with one account. So instead of being able to stockpile shoes on release, even though there will be ways to work around that, as we see it now, the way the games are rules are supposed to be played, you're only going to have a chance to reserve one shoe per release. So, of course, a lot of people are up in arms about this change, especially those who depend on reselling sneakers and a lot of sneakers depend on getting a lot of sneakers to resell to make money. Right. So a lot of people think that's, you know, they're trying to get rid of that. And I do think partly that is the reason they want to give more people a fair chance of getting shoes and stop allowing people to just hoard shoes. Right. However, I think it is just pretty much a play to make, you know, their online shopping experience just better all around. So, like I said, do they consider reselling and the effect that it might have on their business? Yes. But does it hurt their bottom line long term? No. So they're not going to eliminate reselling altogether with this change. So don't even get that in your head. But it is going to make the shopping experience a little bit better. And one way that's going to help that is you're now going to be able to accumulate points and use rewards at all stores. So used to, if you got a reward at Champs, you couldn't use it at Foot Locker and Foot Action. But based on my understanding, it seems as though you'll now be able to use those rewards, points, benefits interchangeably at each store. So I think that's a benefit. Now, as I stated also just a moment ago, there will be ways to game the system. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to go, but I'm sure there's ways to game the system, and there will be people out there still getting pairs left and right from all the stores. So if you think it's going to be a little bit easier to get hype shoes, I'm sure it will, but I promise you, it won't stay that way for long. Not unless they got just some mega, mega game plan. Now, based on the email that they sent us letting us know that the change was coming, it said in the next couple weeks. And I can almost bet my bottom dollar that it's going to happen at least before All-Star Weekend. They're going to cut out all the shenanigans of people reserving shoes at multiple stores. I know they're going to do that. At least try to get that done before All-Star weekend. So if you do have existing coupons and such at these stores, I'm not sure if those are going to carry over. So just as a suggestion, possibly, you might want to go ahead and use up those existing coupons that you have on either shoes, socks. That's one way that I really use them. I use them to get the Stan socks for almost little to nothing, sometimes free, depending on the retail price. So as more details about this particular change come to me, I will definitely make sure to let you guys know about what's going on. Now, as far as the Flex program or the FLX program, they've actually been trying that out in different regions and different areas. I don't think it's fully functioning yet. You don't get all the same benefits. You're not able to reserve the shoe. Of course, they don't have an app yet, but parts of the rewards program have been kind of pushed out to certain markets to see how they work. Actually, I think it was around summertime of 2019. I did a little digging around on Google and found out about the Flex program. I should have did a segment on it, but I was just being lazy. But anyways, in doing that research, I realized that Lady Foot Locker was actually already rolling that out. So if you go to Lady Foot Locker and you try to sign up for their rewards program, it should still be the Flex program, and you can get a feel about how it all kind of works. Instead of just getting coupons, you also have items that you can redeem your points for, all types of things. Funkos, I've seen. You got wallpapers that you can get for your phone if you want that. They got little accessories and clothes that you can use your rewards points for. So I thought it was kind of cool, you know. So just because everybody's saying, oh, you know, I don't like it, I can't get my 10 pairs on release day, there are going to be major benefits of Foot Locker going this route with their program. So do not fret. I promise you it's not worth it to fret over this, these changes. Changes are constantly coming in the era that we live in. We just got to get used to it, learn to adjust and adapt. So I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm excited about seeing what's coming down the pipeline as far as this app. Of course, let me know what you guys think about the Flex app and them moving from three apps to one. Tell me what you like, what you don't like. Do you have any predictions, or do you have some insider information? Do you want to let us know exactly how this is going down? So in the show's description, you can send up to a 60-second voice message letting us know your thoughts on this topic. But anyways, thank you guys so much for checking out the content. Don't forget to follow us everywhere at The Retro Insider. Don't forget to check out theretroinsider.com for good looks at all your favorite classic retro sneakers, and follow the YouTube channel as well. Until next time, guys, hopefully you guys have a great rest of your night. Y'all take care, stay humble, and proceed.